Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.
We pray together. Eternal God, thank you for your Word. As we come to reflect upon it now, we ask for your Spirit to guide us in our thoughts and in our understanding, and speak to us through your living Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I guess at this time of year, some people will be organized and will have begun their Christmas shopping. Some people will be stressing out. They won't have begun their Christmas shopping at all and be wondering, what on earth am I going to buy for, you know, a loved one? Perhaps for most of us, the reality lies somewhere in between. We've done a bit of shopping, but there's still quite a bit still to do. Some people will be looking forward to Christmas with all the nostalgia that surrounds this time of year, the lights, the carols, the presents, family coming together, and all the rest of it. But as always, there will be those of us who will be dreading Christmas for all types of reasons. Every year we come to this time, this rhythm of the year, and there seems to be an extraordinary amount of stress and pressure that people are under in all the lead up to Christmas. When we come to church Sunday by Sunday, we can look around ourselves and think that, well, I know that I'm under stress and pressure for all different kinds of reasons, but everybody else seems to have it all plain sailing, and everybody seems to be all okay. Quite often when we greet each other on a Sunday morning, a natural conversation goes something like this: how are you? And what's our response? Fine. Now, there can be a variety of reasons for that. On the one hand, well, we actually don't want to go into all the rigmaroles of what we're facing at the moment, so we'll just say fine. Maybe on another hand, we just think to ourselves, do you know what, they're just being polite. They really don't want to know how we're doing. But also as well, another reason I suspect is that we think to ourselves, do you know what, there must be something wrong with me. that I have all this stuff, messy stuff going on in my life. And it seems that nobody else has any messy stuff going on in their life. There must be something wrong with me, or something that I'm not doing right, or something wrong with my faith. One of the great privileges of pastoral ministry, and my colleagues will say exactly the same thing, I'm in no doubt, is the great privilege we have is of sharing life with God's people. And I can tell you something that I have observed in many years of pastoral ministry, and that is behind every front door are people who are facing challenges that life throws at us. There isn't one home in our church family and in our community that isn't facing some kind of messy stuff. As God's people, none of us are immune to the pressures and stresses of life, whatever that happens to be for us. Everyone has something that they're facing, whether that is ill health of themselves or of others, of loved ones, whether that is grief in all its various forms, most poignantly the loss of a loved one, whether that is employment or financial concerns, whether that is about difficult relationships, whether that is worry about elderly parents or your children, or whatever. We all have stuff that we're dealing with and facing with on a daily basis. So I love this verse of scripture that Kevin read for us. It's a well-known passage, but particularly this verse in verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Eugene Peterson in The Message translates it like this. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. Another version reads, the Word became flesh and pitched His tent among us. The New Living Translation, which I just use, so the Word became human and made His home among us. When we put all these translations together with their different nuances, it helps me to remind me again that God is with us through all that life throws at us. I've entitled this message, Messy Incarnation. If Christmas, if celebrating God coming to share our human life says anything to us, it is that God comes into the messiness of our humanity. And humanity is messy. In Christ, God shared in our human physical frailty. He suffers with us in those dark times with a promise that He will lead us to the light, for He Himself is the light. Sometimes we need patience on that journey. But just think of it. Jesus entered the world right in the thick of it. In the mess of the stable with animals all around and the dirt and the smells that go along with that. He was born to a mother who became pregnant before she was married and who was young, probably about 14 or so, and an earthly father who was so embarrassed and he had the thought of getting rid of Mary quietly and quickly. The birth wasn't announced, first of all, to the rich and the wealthy and the entitled, but to poor, lowly shepherds out on a hillside going about their daily business, because it was good news to them and to all people. Throughout His life, Jesus pitched His tent among us in our neighborhood. Jesus, throughout his earthly ministry, sought out those most in need and had a deep compassion for them. He reached out to lepers seen as outcasts, the woman bleeding for 12 years, the widows, those looked down on by society, those who were despised, the lonely, the lost, the bewildered. Jesus pitched his tent in their neighborhood. Jesus pitches his tent also in our neighborhood. Today, Jesus pitches his tent and shares his life with us by his Spirit. I love that verse in Mark 6, verse 34, where Jesus was surrounded by huge crowds and he's trying to get some quiet time with his disciples. But the crowds just crowd in on him. They gather around him. And Mark records, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And of course, we know the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. Verse 20 reveals the very heart of God. So he, that is the son, returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. Now, of course, we see ourselves in this story as the prodigal son returning to the father and God as the father. But what is often missed reading the story in our culture is that the father wouldn't have run. He would have walked royally, calmly, sedately. Here the image is of a dad who is so filled with love and compassion and joy that he runs out to greet his son who had been lost. Our Father is full of love and compassion for each one of us without exception. I know this feeling, this belief among some is true because I've heard it for them. And when I'm in pastoral conversation with people, I have the great delight in reminding them about the heart of God. Because sometimes people think to themselves, because they've done something so terrible in the past, that excludes them from God's love. And I have the great privilege in love of reminding them of such is the grace of God that none of us are beyond God's love and care and compassion. Not one. So what is the messy stuff that you are dealing with in your life at the moment? Some things I will know about personally, and you will know that I will be praying for you as I have done. Some stuff I will just not know about, and frankly, very few people will know about. But God knows, and you will be turning to the Lord in your own prayers, asking for that grace which is sufficient, for that comfort, for that love, for that compassion. Because God is with us in the messiness of life. And as we gather around the table of the Lord this morning, we do so in our brokenness, because I will guarantee you, not one of us is whole. All of us have stuff we're dealing with. But in our brokenness, as we come to the Lord's table, we know that we do so in the knowledge that Jesus was broken for us and for our salvation. When nobody else can understand how we're feeling, our God empathizes with us. Not just sympathizes, but empathizes, gets in the middle of our messy stuff. He walks alongside us. And when we need to be carried, because there are those times when it is too overwhelming, our Father carries us. But above all, know that this God who took on human flesh in the person of his Son Jesus Christ pitched his tent in our neighborhood, in our very lives. And he still does so. God with us, sharing his life with us, bringing that hope. Let's pray together. Loving God, you know the stuff that we deal with each and every day, the stuff that is going on in our lives with those things which cause us anxiety and stress and pain. And we thank you, Father, that you are the one who, in the person of your Son Jesus, pitched his tent in our neighborhood, that he shared our human life, and that by your Spirit you continue to share your life with our life. And so we thank you, Father, for your love and your compassion revealed in Jesus, continued by your Spirit. So in this season of Advent, minister to each of us, we pray, and grant to each of us your grace, which is always sufficient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.